Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's actually like kind of a great little thing for opening day. All the kids are off of school, have a 3:05 game for opening day. It's actually and 70 degrees and sunny. That's pretty good. You can do worse than being at AutoZone Park today.
Did you say you're double dipping? Are you pulling the working and attending to your family?
No, actually, so my family is not here.
Ah, okay. I thought you said you were double dipping.
No, that was a thought.
Okay.
But then I figured in my head it was going to be too hard.
Better in theory than in practice?
Yeah, I'd end up just doing both things horrifically, parenting and writing a column. But someone needed to cover opening day. And so I'm here, and I'm happy to be here because opening day is awesome, you know? Like, I mean, at any level, whether it's like peewee, Little League baseball.
Well, not when your team is yet again trotting out Miles Michaelis on opening day.
Yeah, but before you're right. Once the game starts, I'm talking like before.
Yeah, no, the atmosphere. Yeah, everybody's hope springs eternal.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. You know, like the grass looks great at AutoZone Park. You know,
well,
September, it doesn't always look great.
It's because Mark, this is where you got to know your agronomy, bro. It's because it's overseeded. You've got ryegrass, which is ryegrass pops. So you're overseeding it, but it doesn't really stay. It doesn't stay. When you get into the summer, that's when the Bermuda comes through, and Bermuda's just not as good looking of grass.
And when you're changing over to a soccer field every other week.
Well, but Bermuda's a lot like a really good center. Like, you need it, but it's not the best to look at. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, it's interesting time for a minor league sports in Memphis anyway, just being here, because they're looking for money for upgrades at AutoZone Park. The soccer stadium fell through. I mean, I looked it up. I didn't know this, Jeffrey. I don't know if you wanted to start the show like this, talking about minor league sports in Memphis, but I'll give you a little preview of my column. Did you know the Memphis Redbirds had the lowest attendance in all of AAA baseball last season?
I only knew that because you texted me this morning. I did not know that until you had texted me this morning.
I was kind of taken aback by that, to be honest. I didn't think attendance was going great. You know, like things were going great with the Redbirds, but like, you know, that compared to where it was 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, even looking up like 2017, it's not great.
I would be interested to do a case study because the Grizzlies are owned by one of those conglomerates, correct? Or I'm sorry, the Redbirds are owned by one of the conglomerates, correct?
Yeah, it's like the Diamond Sports Holdings. Now, the head of it is the fella who bought it, you know, whatever it was.
And I would be interested to see because I'm willing to bet minor league teams that are owned by, you know, private equity or in large holding groups, I'm willing to bet that their numbers are lower than other minor league teams because you look at it, they just don't have the staffing, they don't do the promotion, they don't do the advertising. Like, I feel like those are all things that matter with minor league sports. Is you got, you know, there's a carnival barker element. Like, you got to get people into the building.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, there's some, obviously there's not, you know, and it's, and then there's also the part of it of, you know, there was the, you know, I'm sure I wasn't here for it, but the first, whatever, 5-10 years, the newness factor, you know, this is, you know, there's not that, same wow factor, I guess, of AutoZone Park. But it feels like to me, while, yes, like I'm walking around here, I worked for a minor league baseball team back in college. Like, this stadium is way the double-A team for the Orioles. This stadium's way nicer than that one. And that one I went and looked up today because I was like, well, maybe they've, like, renovated. There's been no, like, significant renovations since I worked for the team. You know? Like, it's so, like, it could all use a little polishing here, but it's still a fantastic facility, I think. I've been here several times with my kids. I'm here today. Like, you know, there is something, though, to me, it's like it would be great if they can pour some money into AutoZone Park because it could use a little, you know, a little touch-up. But it feels to me there's something more, there's an underlying issue here that I don't know if money is going to address necessarily.
You know, it's funny. Like, I think about it in these terms. I believe the park was built in 99. Or maybe, I think maybe they started in 99.
It was like built in 90. Yeah. I was looking up. The Redbirds started in 98, 99 playing in Tim McCarver. 2000 is what, 2000 is when the stadium opened.
The Wrights had season tickets behind home plate for the Redbirds' first year. I remember that. Got a foul ball from J.D. Drew, whose walkout song was a very popular new rock ditty, Real World. I remember that at Tim McCarver. I think the stadium did it open in 2000 or 2001 because I was at that Cardinals exhibition game. But
I think it's 2000.
The thing that I was thinking about is baseball the only? I feel like baseball stadiums that were built in that era, like we've talked about, basketball arenas that were built around then got out. The style of arena got outdated very quickly. Even the football stadiums that we built around then got outdated very quickly. But if you look at, like, what people are doing with baseball stadiums, they're now kind of following that template that basically started with Camden Yards. But, you know, like, the structures are not getting as outdated as quickly. But, like, that's the thing with AutoZone Park. It needs some, like, TLC, but it's not like, oh, the stadium is...
The suites isn't... It's like, for a minor league stadium, like, I'm looking at the suites right now. Like, they're pretty nice. It's, like, pretty nice for a minor league stadium. But, like, certainly the number of suites they have... And, like, I've been back there. I mean, I'm not saying it's the greatest. You know, it is, you know, 25 years old, ultimately. But, like, for a minor league stadium, like, for, like, going and having corporate outings, you know, like, it's pretty nice, you know? So, you know, again, like, you know, could it use a little touch-up, a little TLC, as you put it? Like, yeah. But, and that, maybe that's what $25 million is today.
And I mean, that's the sad part is, like, you know.
Economy. And like all they're asking for is $25 million, and maybe that in stadium, you know, in modern day stadium building, if you will, $25 million is literally like, you know, getting some paint.
Well, that's the other thing is like you realize when you start talking to people that are in this kind of business, it's like changing things from like analog to HD, like that is so expensive that you don't realize like how much it is, like wiring like it's all stuff that. Stuff that maybe you wouldn't even see. It's like that is the stuff that just becomes massively expensive.
Yeah. But happy to be here. I'll say that. It's beautiful. Get a little baseball going. I don't know. You know, it sounds like for you, Jeffrey, maybe you need to be watching the Redbirds instead of the Cardinals this year. That might give you a little more joy.
I don't even know. Because all of our good young players are on the roster of the DL.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I didn't really look into who
I was
the
really hoping
prospects.
I was hoping
the playing the Charlotte Knights. Who are the Charlotte Knights affiliated with? Do we know?
That is a good question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Charlotte there's Charlotte and Durham?
I guess so, yeah.
I thought they were consolidating everything.
I guess the consolidation's still in. I mean, Durham and Charlotte aren't that close together.
Yeah, they're like 90 minutes.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, heck, in the D.C. area, you got...
They are a like, White Sox team, by the way. Brad texted me.
Gotcha. White Sox, yeah. But when I was growing up in the D.C. area, we had, like, honestly, within driving distance, 4 minor league teams, you know, like, of different varying levels. Whether if you want to go into Northern Virginia or up in Maryland.
Well, of course, I guess now that I think about it, so I lived in Winston-Salem, the Dash, if you will. We had a minor league team there. Greensboro had a minor league team, which is, what, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
Then you had Durham, which was... Yeah, Durham. And then Charlotte, yeah.
Well, if we're going local sports, what are we going to be talking about coming out of the weekend? The only live sports in Memphis this weekend, I believe, are Redbirds, and we got, I guess they're not in Memphis, but the first game of the Showboats this season. The odd arrangement of them barely ever being in Memphis, only basically for a four home games, because they're going to be out practicing out of Arlington, Texas. But they have their first game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.